close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness go, and keep my path free from wrath and my soul set aside. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. Love as I walk with the heavenly God. Let me go. Joseph asked me to take the service tonight as he couldn't come, and he just said, quote, "The Lord is going to give you all a wonderful time," end quote. Amen. I know that.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was just thinking about it. You know, young people, just stop a minute and
the things that you go through, and just remember to go to your parents and wrap your arms around them and tell them you love them. Mean it from your heart. And just let them know that you love them and that you appreciate them and tell them that you're proud of them. It means so much. You know, and your grandparents as well, to go to them. And it means so much when you go to your friends and your loved ones and your relatives and things. And just from your heart, it really means a lot. It's like, I know I like to hug my wife a lot and tell my kids and pull them up real tight and tell them I'm so proud of you. And they call, Janiyah and Nathan may might get tired of it. But I love them anyway. They're so dear and precious to me. And but you know, it means so much to us when someone does that. It just does something to you. And in saying that, Brother Joseph, we love you.
Amen.
And we appreciate you.
Amen.
We appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
Brother Joseph, we appreciate you encouraging us. The most encouraging person that I have ever met in my life. That's for sure.
Amen.
We just love you, brother. God bless you. Just thinking about the message tonight, just so excited to be able to get into that message. And just thinking about how Ahaziah, he had fell through the lattice there in 2 Kings 2, and disease set in, and then he went to look for Beelzebub, and then God sent him Elijah and said, you know, why are you going to Beelzebub for? Brother Branham said that if he had humbled himself, that God would have healed him. He would just accepted God's prophet. But you know, that's usually the problem today. Brother Branham says it's always been each time that a group of leaders that get the people all mixed up. It's a quote that Brother Branham said.
Amen.
And they reject the very message that God sent to them.
Amen.
And what happens when they reject the message? When we reject the message, we come spiritually sick. And we say things that we don't even have a clue what we're saying sometimes. Mm-hmm. When we say, Brother Branham made mistakes, you miss the very purpose that God sent Brother Branham for.
Amen.
You miss the very purpose that God sent Brother Branham for. It shows that there's no revelation there. Because this message speaks for itself.
Amen.
Amen. And the revelation comes to only one for every age.
Amen. Amen.
It's a one-man message.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But there's a way out from that spiritual sickness. And that spiritual amnesia. And that's come back to the tapes.
Amen.
Come back to the message of the hour. And then God will deal with you.
Amen.
Just keep licking on the honey on the rock and you'll get healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Do you want the inoculation?
Amen.
Do you want the balm in Gilead?
Amen.
Do you want a revival
Amen.
In your life? Then place the tapes first place in your churches, in
Hallelujah.
Your homes,
Amen.
And in your lives.
Amen.
And then you'll get it.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Graham tells us, and the Word tells us, that faith comes by hearing the Word.
Amen.
We've got to hear this message. And then by the Holy Spirit, we've got to recognize that this message. And then we've got to act on this message. And then it brings the results. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Brother Branham says in the Message of the Church Ages book, just want to share this with you. I know it's maybe become common, but it's just so real to me and it's on my heart. I got to share this with you. It's so wonderful. Brother Branham says, quote, in the days of the seventh messenger, in the days of the Laodicean age, its messenger will reveal the mysteries of God as revealed to Paul. He will speak out, and those who receive that prophet in his own name will receive the beneficent effect of that prophet's ministry. And they that hear him will be blessed and become part of that bride of the last day who are mentioned in Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The corn of wheat, the bride wheat, that fell into the ground at Nicaea has come back to the original word grain again. Praise God forever. Yes, listen to the authenticated prophet of God who appears in this last age. What he says from God, the bride will say. The Spirit and the prophet and the bride will be saying the same thing. And what they will say will have already been said in the word, in quotes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Remain standing. That's what we're here to do tonight as part of the Bride of Jesus Christ, is to hear God's voice speak to us. God chose. This wasn't my deal. It wasn't up to me. But God chose Brother William Marion Branham's voice to speak God's voice to us. Then if God chose him and vindicated him, then I want to hear that prophet. Because that is, thus saith the Lord to me. There's no mistakes in the restoration message. This message is a message of restoration. Total, complete deliverance. And I want to hear that. And that will bring me to where I need to be in my heart and in my life with the Lord. It'll bring me to that spot where Brother Branham said that I'll be part of the bride that's in the last days in Revelation 22:17. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Now, we have some prayer requests here that's come in, and I'm going to ask Brother William to come up here in a minute and pray over these requests. Brother Tim Gardery called me, and his, I believe it's his granddaughter, has got some lung problems, and she's on antibiotics, and he asked for prayer for her. Name is Alana, if I'm saying it right, Alana Grother. Is that right? Okay. So we are going to take her to the Lord in prayer. And she's not going to need those antibiotics anymore. She's just not going to need them because the Lord Jesus is going to heal her. I believe that with all my heart. And as this message goes forth, this is the way I believe it. When that prophet starts speaking, I'm not going to wait till the end of the prayer line. I'm not going to wait till he calls out my condition. I'm going to start believing him right then.
Amen.
And I'm going to start thanking him for what he's done for me.
Amen.
And I'm going to be under expectations to receive whatever it is that I have upon my heart. Do you believe it?
Amen.
It's yours.
Amen.
God's given it to you. God sent his gift to you to give you a perfect faith. To give you a complete, total deliverance. That's yours tonight. Do you want that?
Amen.
I do. And I'm going to receive it. Amen?
Amen.
I believe it with all of my heart. So as we sing our song, reach out and touch the Lord. It's just not a tradition, folks. It's reality. Amen?
Amen.
And praise the name of the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord.
You will find. covers the earth, Lord. To think of you, Lord, and to call upon your name, to know that you're right there and hear and answer our prayers, Lord. Father, what a privilege it is to come through these doors one more time, Lord. The place, Lord, you chose to be your little storehouse, Lord. Store up all those healthy-looking vegetables, Lord, that one day we have something to feast upon. And truly, Lord, our hearts are jumping for joy, and we're glad because, Father, you've somehow called us out of all the ones out there, Lord, and has tuned our ears, Lord, to that voice, Lord. Lord, to recognize what was sent to us in our day. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. Lord, these requests that are laying here on the pulpit, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you intercede for each one, Lord, and that you come down in a mighty way and send your angels to each crack and corner of the earth, Lord, everyone that has a desire in their heart, Lord, ones that are streaming in, Lord, to just lift their hands up and say, Lord, I just have a need on my heart, Lord. Truly, Lord, my desire is to be more like you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, just empty me out of anything that I have in my life that's not pleasing, Lord. Lord, I want to be more like you, more yielded, Lord, to you, Father, for your use in this time, Lord. And truly, Lord, the time's drawing so near, Lord. We feel it, Lord. We know that your soon coming's around the corner. And Lord, we want to be ready, Father. And Lord, I know one thing that we can do, and that's hear this word. And Lord, for we know that it's dressing the bride around the world, Lord. Lord, just dress us tonight, Lord. May we just cinch up our armor a little tighter tonight, Father. May you just speak to us in a special way tonight. Open up our hearts and our ears, Lord. Father, we just want to ask a special blessing for Brother Joseph.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, just think of all, Lord, the way that you use him in so many ways, Lord. It's such a blessing, Father.
Yes.
Lord, just take this time and just visit him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Send that angel with the softest touch, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just wrap your arms around him, Lord.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Uplift him and give him his strength, Lord. And
granted, Lord.
Father, decisions and things and all, so much, Lord, that's on his shoulders, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, the weight of the world, Father. Just be with him, Lord,
yes,
and just
Lord.
Help him, Father. Lord, as I was seeing throughout all the camps, Lord, I've never seen anyone pour out more into what he does in him. Lord, he's just given his all, Lord,
yes,
in different ways. He spoke to the young people one-on-one and the problems and the things and counseling. Lord, just, Father, return that to him, Lord.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Bless him in a special way, Lord. We love you, Father. Just thank you once again for letting
yes,
us to assemble together one more time in heavenly places, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts, and we say thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. So thankful to be here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All our little licks of fire coming together. We're just praising the Lord that something good is going to happen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. We're together again. Amen.
We are together
again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. It was a
just praising the Lord.
I shall not
example that he abides. You may be seated at a special moment.
Was a day in early springtime by an ancient wayside well. Eliezer paused to rest his camel train. He had found a bride for Isaac. Here the evening shadows fell, for his weary journey had not been in vain. So he took the fair Rebecca, dressed in jewels rich and rare, quickly to her waiting bridegroom far away. Where Rebecca loved her Isaac, and he loved Rebecca fair. Oh, it must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, get ready, the evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? Spotless bride. For our Isaac over yonder has prepared a place on high, and he wants his fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, the evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding.
Perfect.
Difference what the conditions are. The conditions mean nothing to God. God's word will come to pass. He'll fulfill His word in our heart and our lives. And we just accept that. I accept it. He's already provided for me. And He's provided this message. That I wouldn't be confused on one thing. I could rest on every single word comes out of that prophet's mouth because that's God's voice to me. Amen. And that prophet's going to be here. He's going to speak to us, thus saith the Lord. These tapes are more current tonight than they've ever been in our entire lives. It's current. It's tailor-made for you and me tonight. I believe it. Amen. Amen. So whatever that is, it's on your heart. It's yours. It's mine. Amen. You love Him?
Amen.
Amen. So let's sing that song. Only believe. Amen. As we get ready to hear Brother Ram. God's servant and messenger prophet for this day, Brother William Aaron Branham. God bless you.